Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions we express do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. If you would like to support the show, go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and check out our Patreon campaign.
Do not automatically adjust. Is that better?
Yeah.
Can I do this now?
Yes, you're doing. Stop it. Yes, you have permission. Stop.
Okay. Well, I know how you like to have this stuff be spot on.
Well, I try.
Is that what you call it?
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Oh, Chris, I have some gardening advice to ask for.
Yes.
Is it 100% necessary to stake tomatoes?
Yes.
Okay, so like if I've got some fruits coming in, do I need to go like, do you buy that at a store? Is it like, can I use a pencil? Like what's up? Can you use a ruler? What are we talking about?
Yeah, you use a dowel rod, anything you want.
Okay.
Be like if you tried to hang your balls off the end of your dick.
That's a funny thing to say. You mean you don't? What?
You don't know that.
What?
You don't know that.
Don't know what?
That I don't.
Right. I thought we were.
Maybe I do.
I thought we were. Huh.
Gardening.
Yeah, I thought we were gardening. You know, as it is. I think I've got some beans. I got some beans coming in too. A whole bunch of shit got blown over on my deck today. So that was fun to clean up.
The Vornado is on sale for $79.
Oh man, hop up on that piece. It's really good. Like, it's a good fan.
It is a good fan. I just have a hard time with that.
Have a hard time spending money on something of quality?
Throw an extra $10 and you could have an air conditioner.
But you don't need one. You don't need one. You've got the Silence.
I've got the Vornado.
You've got the Silence, Chris. You pay extra for the Silence.
I've got a perplexing breeze.
Is there a window open? What manner of sorcery is this? But I say it is a tunnel. It has a spinning apparatus inside upon which. Yeah. No, it's good. It is a good one. Chris, have people ever categorized you as angry?
No, I'm not an angry person.
Oh. I don't think I am either, but that has been a label that has been ascribed to me in baffling ways pretty much throughout my life as being
unpleasant generally.
Yeah, off-putting, alienating, let's see here, insufferable. That's one that I've gotten a lot recently.
The worst. That's what I hear a lot of that.
Yep. Yeah, I'm full of piss and vinegar today for reasons you know, but I don't want to talk about here. But just more so
because you brought it up, so of course you don't want to talk about
No, I just I brought up that I'm angry, not why I'm angry, but
no, you're not angry.
Well, no, it's fine. I've turned around. I've circled the bend, and I'm back to wanting to yell about stuff. And I guess that's how it manifests. I guess I yell about stuff.
You got to pay extra for that.
People just to go around the bend. You know, to the testicles we all keep on the end of our dicks, right? Am I right? Chris, am I right?
No, it always looks like I'm fishing. Like I got something on the line, you know?
Yep. Oh, they call me the hammer down at Ripley's. Yeah. No.
Which of course is a bar I always pull my pants down at.
Yeah, you know, they've asked me to leave. Oh man, just got done doing a nickel in the clink.
Leave my bowels.
Yeah, I'm like a starfish. I digest on the outside.
Right.
Yeah. Huh. So what's going on?
So you're fired up. I got that.
Yeah, I'm fired up. I'm full of piss and vinegar.
Yeah, I got taken by a headline again.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
Are we doing stories?
No, I just wanted to talk about being taken by a headline.
Okay, so yeah, tell me about being taken by a headline.
Doctor Who gave chemo to healthy patients.
Does he have his license?
Doctor who gave chemo to healthy patients.
Oh, that's an emphasis yeah. thing. That is Got a me. Weird. That's not even a complete sentence.
Oh, he learns fate.
He what?
Doctor who?
Yes.
Doctor who gave yeah. chemo to healthy patients learns fate.
Oh, yeah. Peter Cetera. That's He's the guy who plays Doctor Who, right?
Doctor Who gave pain. No, Doctor Who didn't do anything.
No. He disenchanted us. Chris, I've never seen Doctor Who.
I mean, either. I've seen it on a Netflix menu.
I have too. I've had people tell me that I ought to. And in fact, the language of Doctor Who has permeated the lexicon so much that I've like accidentally used it. You know? Like, actually, yeah. like, it's like, oh, I've called things timey-wimey when stuff gets all wibbly-wobbly, and that's a thing, and we've been saying that on shows for years before we ever recognized that that was a thing that belonged to something else.
Yeah, I mean, in a forest full of puppets, the owl is definitely the physician.
Exactly, right? I mean, you got to make some suppositions, otherwise you're going to be here all day. You know, nobody wants to be here all day.
That hit you yet?
What?
Did that hit you yet?
No, it didn't. Can you walk it back for me? I'm sorry to make you have to do that, but
in a forest full of puppets, the owl is definitely the physician.
Like, it's a funny image. Is that all there is to it? Like, Chris,
Doctor Who?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Huh. That's a riot. Yeah, that's Chris, that might have been a couple too many steps. I'm not here to give you notes, you know. We're co-equal partners in this venture. However,
sure.
I you know, it's not my place, but I'm going to say maybe that one was a little bit of a stretch.
Maybe it'd be funnier if I did it without glasses.
You know, I never trust a man in glasses. One second, I got to clean my glasses.
Which is what I'm doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, Chris, what's your name?
My name is Chris.
My name is Cole.
This is a podcast called Those Damn Ross Kids.
Yeah, this is episode 171. We're here to entertain your asses. Yeah, I don't know if there's any more business. I just wanted to get that away before it got to be 20 minutes. Sometimes we get 20 minutes in before we introduce ourselves.
Well, you know.
That's just fine. You know.
What are you going to do?
Sometimes you got to put that in there. I don't know.
It's done now.
Yep. There we go. Let me cross that one off the list.
Take out rhythm, put in business. Good.
Take out banter, take out natural. Yep. There we are.
Oh,
yeah.
Now we got it.
I don't know.
This is the part where we awkwardly go into stories, isn't it?
Yeah. It's, well, no, this is also sometimes where we second guess ourselves. This might also be where we hang a lampshade on the fact that we don't know what we're doing.
From the top.
Yep. From the top. Chris, you got a story for me?
Yeah, I do. We have an election coming up, you know, in the next 2 years, which is when we start electing things.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling that America is going to be in it.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of America talk.
In this season? This season of America, there's going to be a lot of talk?
Iowa evidently plays a large part in that.
They're like the first one, right? Or New Hampshire, Iowa, New Hampshire?
Yeah, they're having like, you know, dead grass flag holders, you know?
Yep. Yeah, and, out there with their brush fires.
Right. Yeah. I was talking about straw polls. My bad. No. Okay.
No, I laughed just on the inside.
Didn't
good.
Work without glasses either. worth a shot. Des Moines is a place in Iowa. It's pronounced how it's spelled.
All of these are facts.
Right. The Des Moines Register is a paper there. They did a study. They call it unscientific. Okay. They ranked the 50 states in magnitude of Americanness.
Oh, boy.
The factors that they used were
Puerto Rico, what are you doing on there?
Right. Eight factors. wow. The list is just makes us look horrible.
Obesity, is that one?
America. Well, yeah, here we go. the list. Each state's number of bald eagles.
So Alaska is high up there.
registered guns, astronauts.
Oh, Ohio. Yeah, definitely.
Fast food restaurants.
Up in the air. I think Missouri takes that.
Major League Baseball players.
Ooh, yeah. Ohio has two. Yeah. Sorry, I don't know why all of a sudden I'm taking pride in Ohio.
Olympic gold medals.
Like the what if it's a team thing? Are we breaking it down by individual athletes?
I don't know. Just gold medals.
Huh.
Yeah, just, you know, people from that state who won gold medals. How many gold medals?
Okay.
Facebook interest and posts in, quote, the United States of America. And the amount of Google searches for bin Laden dead.
Chris, I don't think they could have come up with a better, like, nobody but us could have come up with a better, not even us, really, I guess, could have come up with a better set of criteria. That last one's a killer.
Yeah, right? So then they actually did it proportionally. So it's per capita, per square mile, and percentage.
Okay.
And do you want to take a shot at number one?
Oh, man, that is tough. I'm going to say Tennessee.
Iowa.
Well, of course.
Right. Huh. Okay, so let's number one other than Iowa.
Okay. Well, Tennessee doesn't have any baseball teams, so that
Tennessee
marks...
is not in the top 10.
Huh. Mississippi, yep. Probably not either. Florida. Let's say Florida. Nope. No?
No, Florida, really?
What?
Yeah, no.
Why would
Florida be America?
I don't know, because I mean, like, the north of Florida, like, I when I think of American states, I think of Florida.
No, Florida's in the melting pot of America. Florida is like the drippings on the outside of the crucible.
It's gonna harden up. It's gonna shrivel in the elements.
Someone's gonna chisel it to the ground, and it's gonna be thrown away.
Like that funny Bugs Bunny GIF. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Number two, Ohio.
Okay. Whoa. Huh. So
West Virginia.
Huh.
Alabama, South Dakota, Illinois, Oklahoma.
You know, I bet you South Dakota's just happy to be on a list.
Oh, you know, hey, they are probably. They have things.
Which one's that? Is that Little Bighorn, or is that the faces on the Holy Hills?
The fact that you don't know speaks volumes, because you know everything.
I suppose it does. What, broken knee? Was that one of them?
I don't know.
Well,
lots of battles that we either lost or we won in a really horrible fashion.
Yeah, like we won, but we really don't feel good about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, I mean, it you know, beating the Indians was kind of like beating like a girls' seventh grade basketball team.
Yeah, like
you know what I mean.
If only we had just dunked on them as opposed to you know that. Huh. No, wounded knee. What's that? Jagged fork. Yeah. That's one of those. It was Custer's last stand up at the old creek in North and South Dakota. It was Schrodinger's Dakota.
Right.
Yeah. Huh. The most American state. Of course, Iowa's going to like gerrymander it. Like they're going to say, oh, we are right on the edge. We're right there with Ohio. What's the one thing? Well, maybe there are a lot of people who know that bin Laden is dead in Ohio and they don't have to Google for it.
Yeah, but you want to see the pictures, right?
Ah, there were no pictures.
Cole, there were tons of pictures.
Were there?
Yep.
I never saw him. Like what? Did he have a kicking rat entertainment system?
You ever see Weekend at Bernie's?
Yes.
Yeah, a lot like that.
Let's see. Chris, yeah, you got nightmares?
All the time.
Yeah, like real bad. Like you remember them. You wake up. You're sweaty. It's not so much the dream that wakes you up. It's your screaming.
No, I mean I haven't been sleeping, so I've been going riding a lot.
Oh, okay. On the nightmare, yeah. What? That's weird.
Doesn't work with a hat either,
Chris. Stop putting on and taking off articles of clothing and trying jokes.
All right, just let me try the cape.
Okay, put the cape on and give it a shot next time.
Really a cape. Just a bathrobe I cut the sleeves off of.
Wouldn't that just make it a sleeveless bathrobe? No, it's a bathrobe.
Yeah, that, you know.
It's a bathrobe that you lost the tie to.
Got a smoke machine and I burst into the bedroom in my sleeveless robe.
Where'd the sleeves go? They're on your legs.
Get wet. Get wet. You got your private gun show.
Chris, what's the robe made of? The answer is Snoopy and Woodstock print terry cloth.
Oh no, it's a fleece.
It's like a snuggie.
A microfiber.
Oh, it's a microfiber snuggie. Man, yeah. That would not breathe at all. That would be incredibly oppressive. That'd be the worst.
Be like that leather poncho.
Chris, I think that was an especially large bat you hit under.
My bad.
Yeah. No, so apparently nightmares do have a purpose, at least according to one particular researcher who says it's a way for us to turn fears into memories, because a memory is easier to deal with than an abstract fear that you can't connect to something. So all of the crazy shit that's rattling around in your head turns into something that your mind treats as physical during the night in order to maraud across your ever enfragiling psyche. And you deal with them in some way, like you just grab them by the neck and you just slam them against the wall until there's nothing left but a red stain. And then the blood turns into teeth that grow like tumors from the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then their veins turn into snakes that bite you and turn you into them. And then your teeth turn into blood, you know, like right. that. And then you wake up and apparently everything's better.
Weird.
Your unconscious brain takes your abstract fears and turns them into stories in the form of nightmares. Things that concern us most when we're awake continue to mess with us when we're asleep. So the weird thing,
that sounds scientific.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, I think this is on the Today Show website, maybe. I can't. That's somewhere. Wait, what?
The Early Show?
Maybe. What?
You know, morning TV starts at like 3 a.m.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's a nightmare. Have you watched that recently? Have you watched any morning TV?
No, I haven't been in the hospital lately.
Okay. Oh, the infirm. The weird thing about this article, though, I know that you never respond to my stories, but apparently only 8% of adults have nightmares.
Yeah, that doesn't self-reported.
Maybe is it self-reported like Iowa's greatness? No, this is according to WebMD.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. 8% of adults have nightmares, or I'm sorry, 92% of adults. Don't have nightmares.
92% of adults have nightmares so horrible they can't read. Their mind rejects them.
Right.
Yeah.
Only 8% of males have a penis less than 10 inches.
Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong, yeah. Gentlemen. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't know what I would do if I couldn't have nightmares. I like them. I take a lot of inspiration from them.
Hey, are you into this old giantess thing?
What? What do you mean this whole giantess thing? Like a big lady?
I know. It's not.
Does she eat you? Is this boar?
It's wrecking my favorite porn categories.
I'm not going to ask you what your favorite porn hashtags are, but giantess, is this where like, does she turn big, or is she big to begin with and then she comes after you?
I you know, Cole, I haven't watched any, and that's a problem, I think.
I mean, is this about statuesque women?
No, it's about, it's like women that start out small.
Oh, okay. So they get big.
They get big. Mommy got big.
Like big, like pumped? Like, do they get jacked, or are they just?
Oh, no. I'm trying to get you this. Yeah, it's like, and then the men in the videos are like really, really small.
Okay. I mean,
and then the women treat them like almost like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, only the broads be huge. Like the broads are the lawnmower.
uh, Oh man, why did I open this site?
Here, I sent you a Porndex link.
Okay, can you explain to me what Porndex is?
Yeah, it's like any other, Mashable. It puts all the sites together.
Oh, it's an aggregator?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let me look at this. I don't...
POV Schrott insertion. I don't know what that is.
So like, how are they doing this? Is like, so this immediately becomes a logistical concern for me because eventually, like, is this done with like foreshortening? Are they doing some kind of like forced perspective? Is there a,
no, these guys like some Hobbit stuff?
What? No, like, are they hobbiting it?
Yeah, I think so. Probably. Okay. Did you look at the link I sent you?
I did. I see a lot of ladies from very low perspectives, like low angle shots. And then
they mix giantess with feet stuff.
It's, I suppose,
like, you know, it's this giant stepping on you. No, I'm telling you, it happens.
there's a lady looking into a cage. Chris, this is, I mean, live and let live. I'm happy people have found their thing, but. This is one of those things that has a bunch of other stuff wrapped up in it, I think.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's a, that's a wormhole.
Wow. Well, I'm seeing a couple of those here, but, huh. So I'm having trouble figuring out like how this could have polluted your streams though. Cause this seems, I gotta tell you, this seems pretty, pretty niche, right?
Yeah. You know, I mean, something like that.
I have to. Are you familiar with Vor? Are you familiar with Vor, Chris?
No.
No, you don't know what Vor is?
No, I don't. What is it?
Vor is similar to this. I think there might be some crossover, although some of the more upsetting versions are a regular sized person doing it to another regular sized person. Oftentimes it crosses over with furrydom as well. But what Vor involves is the ingestion of a person. By which I mean either eating them whole or some kind of very upsetting form of unbirthing, or going back in or climbing up somebody's butt. With the idea being not so much that you are devoured and dissolved for nutrients, but you are somehow nestled inside, and it is the most intimate act to be eaten whole by somebody. And there's really no. Let's say like end game to it. Like I've never seen them acknowledge the repercussions of this. So that's where it also gets a little bit like upsetting. Like I how does this woman get all the food that she needs? Like the giantess without the Vor kind of side of it. Is she picking up a G.I. Joe and pretending it's a person?
No, that's a person.
They're like green screening and she's stomping on them.
Special. Right. Wow. Yeah. There's a lot of foot stuff. You find a lot of crossover. Like if you on like, you know, one of those sites, if you search parking garage or valet,
what
you'll find like matchbox car insertion.
Fuck you, you're kidding.
And then like if you search car wash, it's like matchbox with squirting. It's
Chris, fuck you.
Was it the car wash thing?
Yeah, I think it was the car wash. I think squirting was a bridge too far.
I told you not to doubt the cape.
Yeah, giantess. Wow, that's a... Huh. Chris, you got a story?
I do. There is a thing, and I'm going to send you this link because this is visual, and you're really good at describing things. So that people get it, you know.
This is going to be upsetting.
There's an iPhone case that is like a regular case, only on the side of your iPhone, like on the top of the iPhone. There's like the handle and trigger portion, otherwise known as like the, you know, like and the hammer action of a handgun.
Right.
So when you put your phone in your pocket, like girls do, in their back pocket, like as though it were a wallet.
Yeah.
It looks like you have a handgun in your back pocket.
Yeah. This is from the Things Only White People Can Do folder.
And the police, specifically the NYPD, they're not having it.
No, I can imagine.
They're saying officers do not have the luxury of time when making split-second decisions while interacting with the public.
Yeah.
So what are they doing while they spend that time running down and shooting people from behind? Is that not thinking time?
It's a nice contemplative stroll is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be so awesome when I shoot this person.
Oh, man, it's going to be great. I mean, I just, you know, Chris, you're making me sad. But like, this is kind of just a step too far, I think. You know, just much like squirting was a bridge too far.
Like Samuel L. Jackson pulling one of these out, your ass better call somebody.
Call the morgue, because I'm gonna send you there. See, this only works when you realize that even though you thought this was a gun, it's a phone, but also in the other pocket there is an actual gun.
Yeah, I don't know. Pick yeah. a pocket.
Yeah, this is, I can't see any point to this. Like, what else could there be? Like, I know that
this
there's
seems
a,
Asian.
The, how so?
It just does, because they do stuff like this.
Are you just saying that because the model appears to be Asian?
No, she looked Mexican to me. But, you know, what do I know?
Jesus Christ. But no, I think I would much rather them go kind of a classic route. Is that an umbrella? No, it's a sword cane. Is that a sword cane? No, it's not a sword. It happens to have an iPhone at the end of it. Let's class this up. Let's steampunk it a little bit. Pop some gears on that.
No, it's a selfie stick.
Chris, I'm astounded that selfie sticks. That the big problem with them is that, like, at Disney World or whatever, they're like getting caught on rides and making some problems. When you went to Disney last, did you see the selfie stick in action?
Man,
like everybody doing
it was 120 degrees. I couldn't see anything.
Yes, all the heat waves rising off of the diapers and the planters.
Yeah, I mean, I was picking the biggest line with the biggest crowd because somehow there was reprieve from the heat in a group. We just stumbled from line to line.
but no, like I'm surprised.
George Jung.
But I'm surprised that that selfie sticks are not a problem because of upskirts. That is
we talked about this because you can't take them. You can't take them in the White House.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
because you can wail on somebody.
You've ranted about this before.
Have I? That I can't believe that has not the controversy about selfie sticks. I can't. Yeah. I really can't believe that. Like, I mean, somebody out there has to have used that. Like, do you think there's a selfie stick in all of Japan? Like, I don't think they can tolerate that. They've got enough problems as it is.
There's a selfie stick in each of us.
Well, yeah, but my testicles are hanging off the end of mine. Yeah. I don't know. Let's see here. What have we got? Chris, do you know who's Ariana Grande?
I don't know. I think I ordered it once.
I mean, she's a very petite woman, so that that doesn't make a great deal of sense to me. So
she's one of those Nickelodeon heads on a selfie stick, I think.
Yeah. Let's see here. So it appears that she is a pop lady.
Yeah.
She does pop music. Are you aware of this through your child? Through your
young
human?
She was on one of those shows and then she sings like, I don't know, like she sings like with a Lindsay Lohan voice, but if she was in the 40s. She's got this real influence, like I don't know, way that she sings.
Like a Billie Holiday kind of figure.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just words don't sound like they do today.
Yeah. Like a guy got like an Atlantic affect to it a little bit.
Yeah, Maryland.
Yeah. Although like a Maritimer sounds like bubbles. That works because of The Wire too. let me look here. No, she was on Victorious. Oh, Chris, she was born in 1993. Wow, that is
she's fresh.
Well, she's also in trouble.
She like licked a donut or something.
Yeah,
right?
I guess she filmed a video of her licking a donut, like a bunch of donuts that were on sale. And then she turns to a friend and says, "What the fuck is that? I hate Americans. I hate America." Chris, I think she's getting it. I think if we're doing, like, if we can give out an award, there has to be a getting it. Not so much for the
based on
looking. Okay. So you know my stances on donuts and what you can and can't do to them, right? Mm-hmm. If you're the monster who is cutting a donut in half and leaving it there for somebody else to get, you have just rendered half of that donut garbage in my eyes. So going into a place and licking that is a bad thing, and that is an antisocial action. I don't care what you think about donuts. I don't care, you know, how good a donut is for you. Going and licking food is not good. But the act of doing that, saying I hate America, and then filming it and releasing it. I think that she might get it. At the very least, she's getting it. I don't know.
Somehow that puts her above or below Bill Cosby.
I'm going to say above. I'm going to say above, but only because hers doesn't have a victim per se. But that's just me. Yeah, let's see.
I'm not going to argue.
Good. Yeah. No, Rob Lowe came out against her. Apparently everybody's taking a side. I don't know. This is weird. This is weird. I don't know who this woman is, and all of a sudden she's getting it, but then Rob Lowe doesn't like her. That's weird.
Oh well. I like the way he says literally.
Literally? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a funny show.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Hey, are you worried that your kid smokes too much pot?
Oh God, every day. Charles, really? And I'm not going to call you Chuck, Charles.
Do you have nightmares about it?
I gave you that name because I wanted you to have it, Charles. This is your name, Charles.
That was your grandfather's name.
Yes.
He died in the Great War.
Charles.
Yeah. Why would Charles want to be called Chuck?
Just because it's more cash.
I don't know.
He said something about me cramping his style. I don't know. Charles is a free spirit.
On the patch.
He's going to find himself. What?
If it's better on the patch.
Yeah. If it's better on the
better
patch.
Written in industrial script.
Yeah. He writes it in duct tape on his black coat. Yeah. Charles is a bit of a free spirit. I think that once he gets, I think that once he finds his place, he's really going to thrive. But right, you know, it's struggles. But you know, we all went through phases.
He'll be able to move on to a real career after he finds the perfect pith helmet. Still looking though.
I mean, if you're out there safariing.
All right. So you're worried about your kid. Hey man, he's smoking too much pot.
Yeah.
There's good news. Wait until he or she is 21. According to a new study from the National Survey on Drug Use and Health, when kids reach 21, their pot use plummets. And their alcohol consumption explodes.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh. They looked at 5 years worth of data, a survey participants aged 18 to 24, who estimated the number of times they'd consumed alcohol or used marijuana over the previous 30 days. They found marijuana use basically was stable among people 20 years and 11 months old.
Huh.
But almost overnight, when people turned 21 and gained easy access to alcohol, the likelihood that they had consumed alcohol within 30 days jumped by 16%, while pot fell by 10%.
Okay.
I'm too drunk to pack.
Oh man, it's so much better drinking it. It doesn't hurt my chest. Well, I guess
they're saying nothing. Go ahead,
kids today. They're vaping, right? Like they're making their own oils.
I guess.
I think they're distilling it. I think they're turning it into stuff they can put in their wands. Right?
Really?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't know what kids are doing. I have to ask Miss Grande.
I suppose she's getting it. She's getting. She doesn't. I mean, she. I don't know if she gets it, but she's getting it.
Oh, I'd give it to her. She doesn't.
Okay.
I mean, she probably is, and I probably still would, even if she wasn't. Or maybe she is. I don't know.
Chris, I'm so I think I know the reason for this.
I'd eat those donuts.
Gross.
What?
No, I've got like, so I have a feeling I know why this is. I think it might actually be easier for a kid to get a hold of weed than it is to get hold of alcohol.
Yeah, that's not factored in here, but sure.
No, I think that maybe, well, no, like, why do
you
think?
Oh, wait, it is. Yeah, yeah. Restrictions on booze appear to be pushing young adults to use illegal drugs.
Right. Yeah, because they're like that. That is already there's an infrastructure that does not inherently lock them out. All you have to do is not get caught, you know, and going to a store and buying alcohol when you're underage is, you know, by its very nature, getting caught. So my question for you. And I'm going to place a limitation on this, so don't like answer right away. But
okay. If
I asked you,
right, you're going to keep talking. Perfect. After I ask this question, I'm going to keep talking. That's what you just said.
Yep. Okay. No. So, but if I asked you right now, Chris, go and get some weed without going to a friend you know who smokes weed to get the weed off of them. Mm-hmm. Like, would you know where to get it?
Yeah, the skating rink.
The skating rink burned down, Chris.
The mall?
I guess.
No, I have no idea where. I have no idea.
I have no idea where to get weed.
Yeah, I don't really know any. I'm not really in touch with any friends that do anymore either.
I am, but I'm trying to make it hard mode. Like, I don't want to be like, oh, you just go over to so-and-so's place and like they've offered it to you in the past. You're like, oh, no, thank you.
But I'm saying even in an open scenario, I still don't know where I would get it.
Yeah.
It's not something you can make.
Weed?
Like if I want some sugar cookies, I just make them.
Yeah.
If I want some meth, I just make it.
Right. You just get some shake and bake.
Right.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. So I just wanted to put that test to you real quick.
Oh my God. Responsibility, my anti-drug.
What?
Oh, Mom and dad are like dead in a filthy living room, and there's a little girl with a 2-liter bottle that says it's shake and bake, and I helped.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Chris, you want me to tell them what they can do?
Please.
Yeah. You know, the usual stuff. It's been a while since we've gotten a rating or review on iTunes. Thank you for bearing with us as we get our schedule stuff figured out. And we have the Facebook page if you like that as well. That is facebook.com/thosedamnrosskids. And thanks for sticking around. Sorry, America.
Sorry.